If you look at all of our readings today, there it either talks about a shepherd, or it talks about sheep, or it talks about both shepherd and sheep. Now, these are lambs. They are cute. I have a bias against sheep. I grew up around sheep, and they are not cute. But these are cute, so these are lambs. So, what do you think a shepherd does for sheep? He cares for them, or sheep,
He leaves them to still water so they can drink.
Right. Did you know that a sheep won't go to drink unless it's led to drink? It might accidentally find water, but otherwise it has to be led to water. So yes, the shepherd leads the sheep to water. Anything else? So last week, when Jesus was talking to Peter, he said that shepherds feed sheep and they tend sheep. So there's things that have to be done to take care of sheep. They are creatures that need to be taken care of. Who takes care of us? God. And who takes care of you? Your mom and dad. Right. We all have people in our lives who have been our shepherds. And we have people... Oh, how do you do that? He's bending in directions. Anyway, back from that topic. We have people in our lives who take good care of us, who shepherd us, right? And our moms are some of those people that are our good shepherds. So we all have good shepherds in our lives, don't we? Right. Thank you for coming up. And you'll hear about my bias against sheep in just a second. Oh.
Well, it must be because it is springtime that I find myself thinking a lot about my childhood in Minnesota, because spring is something to celebrate in Minnesota when the snow finally melts. Growing up in farm country, I learned more about sheep than I care to know. My friend Barbie's family had a small flock of sheep. Caring for the sheep was one of Barbie's chores. Before Barbie and I could do anything together, after school or on weekends, she had to get her chores done. Barbie was a slick talker and a Tom Sawyer of sorts. She was the one with the car, so I often found myself helping Barbie tend the sheep. There is nothing cute about sheep. They're not cuddly, they're not sweet. They are dirty, dim-witted, and they stink. The only redeeming quality I have identified in these animals is what I call the amusement factor. Sheep get themselves into so much trouble, you have to laugh. Sheep do little more than eat all day long, unless they found the stock pond by accident while grazing. The sheep wouldn't stop eating to drink unless Barbie, their shepherd, led them to the pond. I believe sheep have defied the process of natural selection. They should get some sort of species achievement accolade for surviving from the folks who do the Darwin Awards. Sheep are in desperate need of a watchful, careful, and hard-working shepherd. Theologian Paul Tillich once wrote that the problem with the image of the divine shepherd is that no one likes to think of themselves as a sheep. Except in times of crisis and despair, the power differential between carer and cared for is a problem. The 23rd Psalm is associated primarily with funerals and foxholes. The parable of the Good Shepherd from John's Gospel is popularly thought of as a children's parable. Children, after all, need to be cared for. Pictures of Jesus surrounded by sheep adorn the walls of Sunday school classrooms and children's bedrooms. While we like to think of ourselves as a bit further evolved than sheep, we still manage to get ourselves in all manner of trouble. Regardless of our age, we too are in desperate need of a good shepherd. One cannot examine biblical images of the divine shepherd without hearing God's call to us to shepherd others. Especially in John's Gospel, Jesus is very clear, as I have done for you, you also should do. The Lord is our good shepherd. In these pastoral images, we are invited to explore the holiness both of guiding and being led. Our lives are transformed both by being cared for and by caring for others. I once had a gentleman tell me, I'd rather sit in my own, feces, then let someone take care of me. Most of us have a very difficult time allowing others to care for us. Sheep are just too stupid to have issues like pride and vanity. Unintentionally, they are very humble creatures. They allow themselves to be led. In that sense, sheep are a very good role model. In Psalm 23, the psalmist acknowledges that our souls, our very lives, are restored when we allow God to lead us as a shepherd leads sheep. God does not do this simply for our own protection, but because God knows that we must be safe in order to praise God's name. We do not fear the dark places along our path, for God is with us at all times to guide and protect. God welcomes even those we consider our enemies to the feast, for all are children of God. God salves our wounds and blesses us with an abundance of love. God is so devoted to us that God will pursue us with goodness and mercy all the days of our lives. In thanksgiving, we shall worship God our entire lives. Now, to permit ourselves to be cared for with such a lavish manner, we must admit that we are vulnerable and fragile creatures like sheep. No matter what delusions we may entertain, we are neither self-sufficient nor self-reliant. Sometimes we are forced to this place of recognition by crisis, loss, or disaster. Others of us are fortunate enough to come to a sense of our own interdependence on our own. Either way, there is a point of surrender. Surrender to the love and care of God and to the love and care of others. We find ourselves... Do you want to get her in place before I continue? I'll start that paragraph over. Either way, there is a point of surrender. Surrender to the love and care of God and to the love and care of others. When we let go and open ourselves to the love and care of others, we find ourselves showered with God's grace, and our cups begin to overflow. As many of us here have experienced, our lives are transformed when we receive love and care. The role of the Good Shepherd seems far more glamorous than being a sheep. We imagine a superhero shepherd, a superior leader, smart and resourceful, always able to save the day for their family and friends or whatever flock they lead. What we imagine, however, is a romanticized version of the reality God intends. In our psalm, we learn the nature of shepherding. The focus is not so much on the leadership of the shepherd, but on the guidance that shepherd provides to the sheep. Perhaps more than anything else, being a shepherd involves presence. I fear no evil, for you are with me. John's gospel expands this concept of presence of the divine shepherd. Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand." Here, the word know means so much more than to recognize. The word implies a sense of experiencing the other. I believe that the writer intends for us to be reminded of what it means to know someone in the biblical sense. The fact that the term is used as a metaphor for sexual intimacy indicates the kind of unity, solidarity, and vulnerability that Jesus is trying to convey. There is a surrender in being a shepherd as well. When we open ourselves to know the pain and joy of others, we find ourselves showered with God's grace and our cups begin to overflow. As many of us here have experienced, our lives are transformed when we give love and care. We humans have this odd tendency to want to carve the world into us and them. Shepherds versus sheep. Those who give care versus those who receive care. There is no room for this sort of us and them dynamic among Christians. Shepherds and sheep, both must risk being vulnerable. Both receive the grace of God's overflowing abundance of love and mercy. No matter where you are coming from, God is in the business of transformation. God's vision for creation is that all would dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand. churches and every congregation. Reveal to us the light of your salvation in places of hopelessness and decay. Anoint us and make us flow with goodness and mercy. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We give thanks for the gentle rains that nourish green pastures and rejuvenate rivers and streams, provide clean water for thirsty people, animals, and crops. Heal places suffering destruction caused by floods, typhoons, storms, and mudslides. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We offer thanksgiving for the marriage of Anika Campbell and Eddie Diaz. Empower authorities to be faithful shepherds who lead nations in pathways of righteousness and peace. Disrupt and deter the work of terrorists, religious and political extremists, and all who would choose the way of violence over the way of mercy. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Give us strength and perseverance to those facing struggles of hunger or thirst, unemployment or homelessness, chronic illness or anxiety. We pray especially for those on our prayer list: Lynn, Lois, Erica, Jean, Elizabeth, Autumn, Kathy, Avril, the Donovan family, Daryl, Vincent, Faith, DeHaven, Geneva, Catherine, the Golson family, and those whom we remember now, either silently or aloud. Be our never-ailing voice of comfort through all the trials of this life. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Raise up faithful women as witnesses to your strength and compassion. Bless mothers and all who offer mothering care. Protect victims of sexism, abuse, and gender-based violence. Restore dignity to those marginalized because of their gender identity or sexual orientation. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Salvation belongs to you, O God. You promised to wipe away every tear. Give us the assurance that all who live and die in you will rest forever beside the river of life. We especially pray for Kendrick Casillo. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Gracious God, who broods over the world like a mother over her children, on this Mother's Day, we give you thanks for the divine gift of motherhood in all its diverse forms. We ask your blessing upon all mothers among us today, for our own mothers, those living and those who have died, for the mothers who loved us and for those who fell short of loving us fully, for all who hope to be mothers someday, and for those whose hopes to have children have been frustrated, for all mothers who have lost children, for all the women and men who have been our substitute mothers, and we who have done so for those in need, and for the earth that bore us and provides our sustenance. We commend these and all our prayers to you, O God. Come near to us with your saving help. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Let us pursue the things that make for peace and build up the common life. My brothers and sisters, the peace of Christ be always with you.
And also with you.
He's here.
He's with you. have a big basket of golf balls.
I got a golf ball.
Okay.
Peace, my man. Peace, nice to see you. All right. Good morning, Karen.
Peace.
Thank you.